We brag about what's happening in Holland monthly, thanks to those guests on behalf of the Holland Area Arts Council talking about cultural events around the lakeshore, especially what happens during tulip time. Is it finally time to formally talk tulip time? Say yes, Mary Sundstrom.
Yes, it is. It's hard to believe. I had to dig out from a foot of snow to get here, but yes, it's coming.
Let's see. Are tulips blooming yet?
No, they're trying. They're inching their way through the snow.
And I guess a reality question, would the snow affect tulips blooming?
Elizabeth, do you know?
Yeah, we actually got a report at the end of last week, and we're right on track. So even with the snow, I think we should be looking good.
Nice. Formal introduction to you, Elizabeth Wallace, from our Tulip Time Festival, where you will talk about a bit about the festival and certainly about Klompen Garden and more. So, Mary, back to you. Holland Area Arts Council doing well as we are in the thick of spring, ho-ho?
Yes, we're having a great time down at the Holland Arts Council, and we're busily preparing for the upcoming Tulip Time Festival, where we have hundreds and hundreds of visitors bust into us to visit the quilt show and all the things we offer.
Nice. Elizabeth, let's get some 101s. Elizabeth Wallace, you from Tulip Time Festival. What is this festival about in general?
Yeah, so the festival, there's a lot going on, but mainly it celebrates Dutch heritage, tulips in our community in Holland. We have a lot of really fun art, new stuff going on this year for the 90th. Our theme is Paint the Town Orange, and we have some, specifically a cool art project I want to talk about today is called Klompen Garden.
Wow. And before we get there, what are the dates exactly of the tulip time?
Yeah, this year it's May 4th through 12th.
Nice. All right. What is Klompen Garden?
So Klompen Garden is a brand new public art project. It's our first time, Tulip Time, doing a public art project like this. We have 45 large pairs of wooden shoes all around downtown.
Wow.
They'll be in parks and green spaces and tulip beds throughout the downtown area. We had some local artists artfully design and build upon these pairs of shoes, and they turned out really great. It really went beyond our expectations.
Nice.
The word klompen, what's it mean?
Klompen is wooden shoe.
Okay.
All right, so it's literally.
So it's a shoe garden.
So these shoes placed near downtown Holland. Now, my notes tell me for guests to view and vote on.
Yeah. So it's an interactive experience in the sense that we're encouraging our visitors to go around town, find all 45 pairs of shoes, and decide which ones they like best. So they'll have an opportunity to vote May 1 through May 11, and they can vote either by visiting our Tulip Time Facebook page, and they can like their favorites, their favorite images. They can also vote through the Sentinels contest page, so they can vote either way there.
Is this the 90th Tulip Time Festival?
It is, yeah. It's our 90th year. So this art project is kind of, we kind of came up with this idea to celebrate our 90th anniversary.
Yes. Is the Holland Area Arts Council involved formally?
With Klompen Garden or with Tulip Time?
Let's start with Tulip Time.
Heck yes.
Ooh, I almost moved your microphone down there on that one.
Oh, sorry.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's really cool. We host the Top 20 poster, Tulip Time poster art. We and Tulip Time work on Art in Bloom. And what we do there is we work together to find artists to submit to the Tulip Time poster. And this year's poster winner is, once again, Carolyn Stitch.
Yeah.
I know. It's exciting. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And we also have Carolyn Stitch, her merchandise, in our lobby for people to buy. And not only that, we have Holland Friends of Art. All members' show will be in our lobby, kind of displaying what our locals can do artistically. And it's a beautiful show. Should I keep going?
No, I'm going to go back to Elizabeth, if I can, because I want to go back to the seed was planted, 45 pairs of artfully designed large wooden shoes. How exactly does it work? Do I walk around with, do I submit by a certain date on my vote?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have a couple of resources to help you vote because there are a lot of shoes around town. We'll have a PDF map that you can print off our website, tuliptime.com/Clompengarden. And then you can take that little map around town and make little notes about what, you know, what's your favorite. And you just have to vote between May 1 and May 11th at midnight.
Cool. And the artists come from all over West Michigan, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a really good chunk of West Michigan artists apply, submit an idea to this competition and project. And we had an awesome range. We had some students, high school students, college students from Grand Valley, Hope, Western, and then a lot of artists, professional artists in the area as well.
And there, let's see, there was a jury. Did you mention the jurors?
Yeah, so yes. This past Thursday, we actually announced our jurors pick. So Kristen Armstrong from Saugatuck Center for the Arts, she was our kind of official art-related juror this year. She was our juror for the Art in Bloom competition, and she was also our juror for Clompengarden. Mm-hmm. So she came over to our warehouse and looked at all of the shoes once they were turned in, and she determined her favorite, which was Lisa Schulist's pair titled In Full Bloom. So they're really colorful and beautiful. So that pair will actually not be eligible for the public award since it already won Kristen's pick. But all 44 remaining are up for vote.
That's awesome. And this is such that, again, we can vote via Facebook by liking the original image, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you can like the original image on Tulip Time's Facebook page. And those will be up and ready for voting on May 1st. And then they can also go to the contest page at the Holland Sentinel's website to vote.
Did you say this was the first time that this event is happening, this Clompengarden?
Yeah, it is. It's the first time Tulip Time has ever done a public art project like this. So it's been a really fun learning experience, and it's been really cool to see it all kind of what's all come out of it.
Yes, and it's happening.
It is, yeah.
Downtown Holland, for kind of like an Easter egg hunt.
It really
way,
is like
right?
an Easter egg hunt, yeah.
Yes. And again, you, Elizabeth Wallace, event coordinator at the Tulip Time Festival. Obviously, this very strong underneath your leadership, but you're also responsible for what? Art in Bloom, First Bloom, Tulip City Tours, and more?
Yeah, yeah. I'm responsible for Art in Bloom and First Bloom, so that Art in Bloom will be going on during the festival as well. That'll be another way for the public to engage by voting for their favorite works of art. And then Tulip City Tours, their tours of historical tours of Holland that happen every day during the festival, so that's another one. And then Beer Clomp, which is actually a brand new event to Tulip Time as well, and that'll be happening on May 10th.
Beer Clomp, that's B-I-E-R, Clomp. That'll be fun. And you guarantee no snow during Tulip Time, correct?
I'm really hoping.
All right. Elizabeth, we'll come full circle to ask you again about how to vote, but let's go back to you, Mary, and talk more on what is happening in Holland over the next 30 days.
Well, before I jump to other organizations, I also want to mention the Tulip Time Quilt Show. That's a really special thing. We have about 90 quilts in our Padnos Gallery, and they're showcased just beautifully. So we're looking forward to that. And but other places, I would like to mention the Park Theater tonight is hosting on. Oh no, that's not tonight. April 19th is
weekend. Friday yeah, night, isn't it?
Yes, is Rena Del Cid and Mark Harrell. She is a YouTube famous performer. So that sounds kind of interesting when I looked over the listing. Holland Civic Theater tonight will be hosting auditions from 6:30 to 8:30 for two upcoming plays. So if you're interested in getting involved in the theater, James and the Giant Peach and the Mouse That Roared will be they'll be doing auditions for that. Don't forget, Easter is coming up, and the Holland Museum has a wonderful addition to their properties called the Capon House, beautiful Victorian house right off of Lake Mac, Macatawa, for those of you who don't live in Holland, and they're having a bunny hop. That's April 20th, 29th. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., they're going to want you to register in advance for that. But it sounds like a really fun thing for kids to do. And maybe the snow will be melted by then, so let's hope.
Well, it's going up to 70 on where's my forecast here? Looks like 44. Thursday, high near 69. That'll take care of your snow, my friend.
Ooh, I'll have to go out and get some morel mushrooms. I think that'll be perfect day for that.
What's happening at Hope College?
Hope College is still having, through May 11th, the Once We Were Nomads textiles show. I've mentioned that before. Go to the Kreisinga Museum website to check that out. But the Dupree Art Center at Hope is showcasing their senior art exhibition. And those are always really juicy. College seniors expressing themselves after 4 years of working in the art in their studios, and so that's always a wonderful exhibit. And that is opening Friday, April 5th, and the opening reception will be from 5 to 6 p.m.
So it's already opened.
Yes.
Friday, April 5th was this past
That's
Friday,
right. Yep. Right? Yep. Thank awesome. You. Think in May. Yep. April 5th. Yes. Catch the One Night Only series featuring Sophia Loren at the Knickerbocker tonight. Let's see. Tonight they're showing Houseboat at 7 p.m. And then every week for the next 4 weeks, they have One Night Only showings with Sophia Loren. So call 616-395-7890 for more info on that. One thing I noticed that was particularly cool was the Tri-Cities Museum in Grand Haven is hosting an exhibit of Lewis Cross paintings. And anyone that knows me, and I'm a really big fan of this artist, he was from Spring Lake, a real eccentric, and one of our own regional painters that, in my opinion, was pretty important. He was a historian. And so they have brought out their collection to display. So that's in the Tri-Cities Historical Museum downtown Grand Haven, and it's open now.
Great. Much to do. All right, and full circle again, lots happening at your Arts Council, including the Art All Member Show, as you mentioned, Tulip Time Quilt Show, and Art in Bloom.
That's right.
We found out more information about the council.
www.hollandarts.org.
And take me back again, Elizabeth Wallace from Tulip Time Festival, about how to get involved with Klompen Garden.
Yeah, you can visit Tulip Time's website and www.tuliptime.com/klompengarden to get more information on all of the artists. We'll also have a map up shortly, so you can take that around starting May 1st to do your voting.
And Tulip Time formally starts, as you mentioned, May 4th.
May 4th through 12th.
Is Governor going to make an appearance this year?
I believe so.
All right. Thanks to you. All right. Take care, ladies. Lots of things happening good in Holland, so that's why we talk about it. Part of our listening audience. Enjoy your day.